Hello, 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 folks. How everybody doing? One of the things that I notice about the trucking industry is that I notice that as like drivers who have gone through SAP programs and stuff like that, those drivers are not able to obtain work. Particularly for those who have been out for a while. But they say because they want you to have like recent over-the-road experience and different things like that. And I'm seeing that as a mechanism basically to get drivers to drive and take positions over the road when a lot of them had local positions. Because a lot of companies will send you to truck driving school to basically drive locally for them without any experience whatsoever. They are able to drive locally. And I find that very striking. However, if you was a truck driver who has recently gone through SAP and you return back to driving, or you know, or you're undergoing, like, you know, you're in the, process of your follow-ups, most of the drivers are not able to obtain local driving positions. And these drivers have more experience than drivers. And it's nothing to the drivers that come out of school and able to land a local job. That, that's awesome. That's great for them. I never really felt that you had to go over the road anyway to gain experience, because the best experience, if you want experience, the best experience is to be a local driver. That's where you gain experience driving, you know, in traffic, driving, in the city, in the inner city, driving, you know, in situations, to me, over the road driving involves more so endurance more than skill. It involves endurance, you know, for the most part, just your ability to be up driving, you know, 10 hours. And, you know, those driving jobs don't necessarily give you the skill to be able to maneuver a whole lot within in the city. I think that's the more challenging thing. But you know, so the thing about it is, like, they started out with SAP drivers basically with the option to, you know, go through SAP or either come back and be able to drive in 5 years after, you know, obviously, you know, your record had been clean. Then they done away with that to now obviously reducing driver's licenses down to, down to operator licenses after 5 years. They changed that instantly. And the clearinghouse haven't even been out 5 years yet. I mean, as of now. So it's like they changed that in the middle of the situation where the clearinghouse hasn't even been out 5 years, and drivers were either to undergo SAP or they were either, you know, to be able to return possibly after 5 years due to the expiration date as to when the violation comes off. And a lot of drivers, you know, like even after, as of now, if they've been out, you know, a year or two, you know what I mean, for driving, you know, for a violation for SAP, if they've been out for a year or two, what they're expecting drivers to do who are experienced drivers who have been out there, they are forcing these drivers to go over the road and get experience as if they have not been driving before or prior to. I find that very, to me, it's like almost like, you know, forcing a driver, like penalizing a driver and taking away their knowledge and their skill ability and just, you know, degrading, you know, belittling their skill ability just for something that they, you know, had done that had nothing to do with a truck whatsoever. And I think that is totally, totally wrong to put drivers in that position just because they had a violation that had nothing to do with actually driving a truck. That indicates that they may need more training. You know, like I said, a lot of these drivers don't even have bad driving records. Most of them got good driving records. And all of this is due to basically, you know, just, you know, a pre-employment failed urinalysis test or just or a random urinalysis test. That does not diminish their ability to be skillful, at, you know, as a driver, a local driver. So to me, I think it is more to this situation because now you're forcing a driver, you know, who basically ultimately, who ultimately, you know, failed the urinalysis test and been out for a while and hasn't driven, those drivers can do that like the back of their hand. They don't need, but and the crazy part about it is if they were to go over the road, it's almost like they are starting all over again. You know, and I just think that is so unfair to like diminish their skill level because they have been out. And again, in comparison to someone who has undergone some type of, you know, I guess what you want to say, some kind of apprenticeship within a company who has never been on the road whatsoever, and they can go and work for a local company. A local company can pay for them to go to school, and which is great for them. You know, it's great. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. What I'm saying is that they could pay for them to go to school. They could come out of school, never have been over the road at all, and then all of a sudden, they can go and obtain a local driving position. So unless the argument may be is that you can obviously, what, truck driving is 3 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks max. You're saying that you could basically maybe go over the road for about a month and then after that come home and obtain a local job. That would be the obvious scenario, because I don't think it's right to just say, you know, hey, you have to go out on the road, you know, just because of the situation. That's why there's so many twists, there's so many turns with dealing with the staff. And I would just assume that one would basically, you know, do something else as far as in the driving world, because, you know, you obviously have your box truck drivers, and you have you know, your cement trucks and different things like that. I just feel like over the road, because a lot of them drivers make like, I realize, like, Class B drivers make just as much money, if not more money, than Class A drivers who are out there over the road and risking themselves and being, you know, away from their families. I don't mean risking, but everything you do when you get in the truck is risk. However, sacrificing their time with their families and the alienation, the idea of being alienated and everything and being out there, you know, there are a lot of B positions who are paying more than a actual Class A license. That is a pure indication that Class A licenses are you know, they don't get the respect deserved, let alone the pay. You know, and there's a you know, an easy comparison, you know what I mean, as far as pay is concerned, when you come to being an over-the-road driver with a Class A versus someone who is locally with a B. The pay is not significantly different at all. And it took a while for me to recognize that, but however, I did end up recognizing that it doesn't make sense to basically obtain a Class A license, because, and then to be an owner operator and stuff, you end up with the same amount, not making no much more than a company driver once you've paid all of the bills that you may have relating to, you know, your equipment and maintenance and insurance and everything. By the time you pay yourself, you're just making just a couple of more dollars, and in some cases equaling what a company driver would make. So when you look at owner operators, it's almost like, you know, the only thing is different for the most part is the title. That is pretty much the only thing different. There's not a significant pay as far as, and particularly right now with the way the these brokers are basically getting over, there's not a significant amount of difference in the pay. You know, you just, it's almost like, you know, truck drivers just become more of a, you know, and I hate to use this word, but it just becomes more of slave driven, you know, more than anything. You know, you're almost, you know, the you know, I remember a while ago they couldn't get drivers because they used to say, oh, drivers had to go over the road basically and do 2 years, and that is so not the case. I think what that is, I think that that's just something that, you know, I think it's up to the company's discretion to make those calls, and I think it's more of a situation to just basically, you know, either rule you out or to, you know, get drivers to basically go over the road for the most part to fill those positions, in which a lot of drivers just don't desire to do. A lot of drivers, you know, come out with this notion that is necessary to have to go and drive for a company for 2 years over the road, and that was a really, really big misconception, because, you know, I've seen drivers, you know, come out and do 6 months, perhaps maybe even 3 months, and they're locally. But a lot of companies, if you haven't been driving for a while and you don't have recent verifiable driving experience as far as what they would say over the road, they like to, you know, they like to weave you out as a driver. And that's going to be something that is going to be very challenging for drivers who come out of SAP. You know what I mean? Who are driving locally, doing a lot of local deliveries. And they return that's something that they're going to have to end up dealing with coming out of SAP, is companies, looking at the fact that they may have not been driving. They look at their last, once you go into the clearinghouse, you look at their last time to drive. In a lot of cases, it may be, a lot of these drivers may not decide to undergo the SAP program, which I felt was, completely, is a biased program, in my opinion. But that's another story. But a lot of things that affect the driver when going through SAP, there's just, it's not a cut and dry, because a lot of drivers don't make that decision to go through that process, originally after their violation, because a lot of them are, feel like, for one reason or another, that it was not totally necessary to have to do that. And then once they have decided to do it, a year or two may have passed by, but that's not on a substantial number, obviously, because obviously a lot of drivers have not returned back to driving. And, for good reason, but for the most part, a lot of them feel like they understand the hurdles of what it takes to have to come back. It's not as cut and dry as they say and how they make it sound and how easy they make it look. And, when they explain to you when you're talking to a SAP provider, and and how the six the consecutive year analysis within a year, a lot of those things are not explained to you. Now again, if you are working for a company and you're in a company, and that is like the you have a better situation because you're at a company that you don't mind particularly working at. And then you don't have to worry about, paying for a source to basically administer your analysis tests within that year, versus you having to get your return of duty status and then go and work for a company that you potentially wouldn't want, wouldn't work at, beforehand, and have to kind of be subject to, whatever it is pretty much they want you to do. And because you're under the impression that you have to, that you have to undergo these six year analysis, with this particularly company. Well, you do have to do it, but the thing about it is that if, there can be some challenging situations if you end up going to a different company, and that that the company, your past company doesn't update your file within the clearinghouse, then you're dealing with, that issue, and you could potentially end up having to start over. So it's not just as cut and dry as they make things sound, as far as the clearinghouse is concerned. There are definitely some challenges, and you see it all the time. You go online right now and you can look and hear a lot of drivers' testimonies and the challenges that they have with returning back to driving and being outed. And some companies won't touch you after 5 years, and then as of now, like I said, they're diminishing drivers' driver's licenses, down to operator license at the end of 2023. And I just feel like at the end of 2024, the start of 2025. And I just feel like for drivers who know this and drivers who are aware of this, at this particular time, if they've been out for quite some time, a year or two, at this point, if you were to come back, it would definitely be some hurdles, as far as drivers trying to take the opportunity to do the right thing. And I just want to know, does this actually hurts the industry more than it actually help? That is definitely a question, that probably has multiple answers to. It either does or it doesn't, but in what fashion, because and to what degree? Because are there a lot of drivers that are actually trying to become, are there a lot of people, individuals that are actually trying to become drivers? I don't actually see that occurring. I think you're going to have more drivers. You're going to be probably losing more drivers than you're going to actually have drivers that are actually willing to take up the position of to becoming a driver. That's just the way that I see it. I definitely don't see a lot of drivers, a lot of individuals that are interested in becoming a driver. Now, for a driver that does decide to return back, I would suggest that if you do return back, to eliminate all of the biases in becoming a company driver and the obstacle. Just get your own truck. I would think that would be probably the best bet. And again, there's going to be challenges there because a lot of owner operators are facing these low prices. As far as through the broker, they're facing these low pay scales and being in situations where they're just basically like competing for runs and certain, they may not have the capacity to to be able to negotiate for certain runs for better pay just because other bigger carriers or whatever. So in that sense, they're kind of being disenfranchised there also as drivers. So there's definitely some challenges within the trucking company that I feel like, you're definitely going to have to try to, wiggle your way through the maze. It's possible. It's definitely possible. However, there's definitely some challenges. And right now, the industry, again, is just, is not really a very attractive industry. The only people that I would see winning in a situation like this is you're not making money, but you got to deal with all of the SAP and the classes and all that stuff, and then still deal with the possibility of not obtaining a position that you may desire to be in. It's so crazy because it's almost like the clearinghouse kind of taints you to some degree. It's kind of like it kind of tarnishes you to some degree. So, I understand why a lot of drivers don't return because of the way in which it kind of, and I just think once you go through the process, you shouldn't have to deal with the tainted behaviors and treatment of returning back to your your sensitive safety function duties. You should not be in no way tainted. Your skill level shouldn't be devalued, diminished, or whatsoever. And I just think that is totally wrong for a system that was put in place to design for someone to correct their wrong. I feel like I think there should have been a better way to make the clearinghouse more anonymous, not so much available to companies, because you're going to get discrimination. And considering there is a most likely a cultural situation within the clearinghouse of people that are actually out, you're going to get that discrimination from companies, and they get to discriminate on them basis, and it's kind of like blind discrimination, almost, in which you can't call it discrimination because of the way that it is done through the clearinghouse. But it's more like a cultural discrimination that is literally taking place within the trucking industry. And I want to know, what you guys' thoughts are. Again, with 420 coming up, I think drivers definitely need to park their trucks and support of those drivers that are out right now and who are faced with the idea of being judged on things that they do on their off time, as well as just being judged on after, going through the clearinghouse, paying money, going through the clearinghouse, taking all the right steps to do all the right necessary things, and still yet be judged and be devalued and be diminished for really, for something that they did at home. Again, this is, this is just about drivers standing up, because, again, there's so many layers to this situation as far as truck drivers is concerned, but there's a lot of things that's just not right as far as truck drivers is concerned for the amount of effort and sacrifices that they do make. Again, I appreciate you guys. 420 is coming up just right around the corner, and every driver definitely needs to park their truck and not drive in support of those drivers that are not, that have been disenfranchised and not driving right now. I appreciate you guys. Love y'all. A1, stand up for what you think is right. Peace out.